Welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to The Good Stuff, and we're very happy you're here. It's Mike and Kim Burge out of the Sandhills.
On behalf of the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, we welcome you to visit the Valentine area and Cherry County with 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots along the scenic Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, which is international dark skies, the first in the state of Nebraska, and a Quiet Trails International, the first in the Northern Hemisphere. You want to find out more? Go to visitvalentine.com.
And just pause for a moment and you'll discover Tri-State Livestock News, the commercial cattleman's publication, delivers comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades, a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A team of unmatched journalists and experts working tirelessly to ensure you're receiving accurate, timely information. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online, tsln.com.
There are rodeos, and then there are rodeos. The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is in a category by itself. In fact, many rodeos have their roots right there in Mile City, as the Bucking Horse Sale annually debuts some of the finest bucking stock seen on the continent. And just a reminder, they have all kinds of activities. In fact, Mother's Day horse racing coming up this Sunday, Mother's Day. So check that out. And then the Bucking Horse Sale will be the following weekend, and a concert by Josh Turner on May 16th. Go to buckinghorsesale.com, the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale.
And that sounds like a winner to me. Hey, Mike, guess what we have coming up?
Mother's Day.
That's right. And I've got some of those cute little stories about what kids say when you ask them questions.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I thought I'd kick it off with that. If you could change one thing about your mom, what would it be? These are the top three answers. Number one, she has this weird thing about me keeping my room clean. I'd get rid of that. Another student answered, I'd make my mom smarter. Then she would know it was my sister who did it, not me. I would like for her to get rid of those invisible eyes on the back of her head. Oh, that's one example. Okay, what would it take to make your mom perfect was the question. And we've got the top two answers. For example, why God made moms. So the first reply was, on the inside, she's already perfect. Outside, I think some kind of plastic surgery.
Ooh.
Or here's another way to make your mom perfect. Diet. You know, her hair.
Oh, I dye it. Diet.
Okay. Yeah, I dye it blue.
Oh.
I like that one. And why God made moms. According to second graders, what does your mom do in her spare time? The two answers that made the cut, mothers don't do spare time.
That's true.
Or to hear her tell it, she pays bills all day long.
All day, 7 days a week.
That's what she does. She keeps her nose to the grindstone. Let's wrap it up with what's the difference between moms and dads. Again, these are according to second graders. First response, moms work at work and work at home. And dads just go to work at work. Moms know how to talk to teachers without scaring them. That's a valuable skill. Dads are taller and stronger, but moms have all the real power because that's who you got to ask if you want to have a sleepover with your friends. And the last response for what's the difference between moms and dads, moms have magic. They make you feel better without medicine.
Those are sure cute. Thanks for sharing those today. I have something, a quote from a former president. I'm going to give you the quote, then you ask, you tell me if you know who it is.
Oh, great.
Okay.
I fail at these, you know.
You'll, if you think about it, you'll get it.
Okay.
With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work that we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds. So, who do you think would have said that?
Do you suppose that was Abraham Lincoln?
Honest,
during the war?
Honest Abe said that.
Really?
Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, good job.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That was a good one. Here's a quote for you. When I first started working, I used to dream of the day when I might be earning the salary I'm starving on now.
Perspective. That gets back to that perspective thing.
That's right.
Doesn't it? If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We sure appreciate that, and include the author if you know who that is. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.